The returning of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds to receive the faithful unto himself draws nigh. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Have you prepared for his imminent return? The mockers ridiculed this soon coming biblical truth. They also mocked Noah during the building of the salvation ark. But one day it began to rain. Now marine fossils adorn the world's mountain peaks, and colossal flood strata is found on three quarters of the earth's surface. It's true that the day and hour of Christ's return is known by no man, but sundry markers have been given to us, and someone is knocking. The King of Glory speaks in Revelation chapter 22, 10 through 13, and he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Have you prepared? Have you repented of your sins and believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Have you been born again? If you haven't, there is good news. There is still time. Click on the Further with Jesus for simple instructions for immediate entry into the kingdom of God. The time is close. Hand in front of the face close. Make it close. Make it real. It's beginning to rain. Now for today's subject. God said, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 20, Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Man said, Who needs Jesus Christ? Who needs God? Who needs the Bible? We have all the answers. Now the record. Billions of dollars and man-hours have been expended in the academic search for our beginnings. Countless books have been written, philosophies and theories devised, and research performed, but still no proof of a creationless beginning. Under the heading Einstein Unruffled, published in Science News, the following paragraphs were found. By tracking the moon's location to within 1 centimeter, astronomers have put general relativity, Albert Einstein's theory of gravity, to a stringent new test. The theory stood up. In a separate experiment, physicists reconfirmed Einstein's older predictions on the stretching of time. While both general relativity and quantum theory so far fit experimental data very well, their incompatibility makes physicists believe that at a small scale, that at small scales, either one of them or both must be wrong. Scientists constantly work to improve the sensitivity of their experiments to violations that might point to a new theory of everything, end of quote. The LHC, Large Hadron Collider, located deep underground in Europe, began operations in the last half of 2008, but went down after just a few days. At the time of this writing, physicists are working to bring it back online. The LHC, in its search for various things, and especially the theory of everything, is looking for the elusive invisible Higgs boson, also known as the God particle. The Higgs boson is a hypothesized particle that gives all other particles their mass, thus the term God particle. Carnal man is looking for the theory, the formula for everything. The answer is so very obvious to the bloodbought, but beyond the comprehension of the unsaved. This situation is described in 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Jesus Christ is the center of the universe spiritually and, yes, physically. Colossians again, chapter 1, 16 and 19, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Take note that by him all things consist. Hebrews 1:2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Jesus Christ is the theory, or better said, the truth of everything. Years ago, I had the privilege of knowing a man of God named Samuel Feldman. Brother Sam was a born-again Jew and evangelist. Prior to his salvation, he told of meeting an old Christian Jew who led him to Christ. Sam's initial response to the old saint's efforts to win him to Christ was, "Show me Jesus Christ in the Jewish Bible, and I'll become a Christian." The old brother invited Sam to his home and opened the Bible to the very first chapter and the third verse. It reads, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." The old saint explained to Sam that the sun was not created until the fourth day. He contended that Jesus Christ, who is known biblically as the bright and morning star, was that light. John chapter 8, verse 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The older brother told Sam that he could show him Jesus Christ on every page of the Scriptures. I am reminded of Hebrews 10:7, "Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." We should note that secular scientists now speculate that there was light before the existence of the sun. For more details, click on to the following subjects. Jesus Christ is everything. The Word of God teaches that we are made out of words, and that death and life are in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. Could it be true that all things are actually a product of and compilation of words? God said, man said, has spent considerable time proving the literal spiritual and literal physical reality of this life-changing precept. Following is a short list of features that will surely shatter old ways of thinking and old ways of talking. Imagine the shock when scientists plumbed down to your DNA and found out it had a four-letter alphabet and that it housed a colossal library of building instructions all about you, and that this book was written by your maker in sentences, paragraphs, and chapters, and even has on board its own proofreading and corrections staff. Words. God spoke the physical into existence out of that which is invisible with words. Did you know that Jesus Christ's name is the Word of God? Revelations 19:13. John 1:1 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Colossians 1:17, and by him all things consist. Jesus Christ is the very center of your molecular structure. He is central to everything. Everything in existence revolves around Christ. Consider that every thought pivots around Jesus Christ. Every thought which precipitates deeds is either pro-Christ or anti-Christ. Example, a man is sitting in his living room and thinks upon a neighbor in need. He fills a bag with groceries, walks over to his neighbor's house, and knocks at his door. This thought and deed is pro-Christ. Another fellow sits in his living room and thinks upon a neighbor who has plenty and who is away on vacation. He sneaks out in the dark of night, kicks down his neighbor's door, and steals his goods. His thought and deeds are anti-Christ. All thoughts revolve around Jesus Christ. The Bible records the following in John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Jesus Christ is the true light. Recently, science discovered that each of the estimated 65 to 100 trillion cells of the human body emits barely discernible light, and they communicate one with another in a language of light. Jesus Christ said that if a believer is solely founded upon the Word of God, then his whole body shall be full of light. Matthew 6:22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Can you imagine that Jesus Christ, the King of glory, the Creator of the universe, might have some special insight into cellular activity? Stay close now and watch the marvelous interaction of words and light and the total centrality of Jesus Christ. There are multiple features on God Said, Man Said that deal with the concepts of a merry heart and the power of thoughts, words. Pro-Christ thoughts, good and happy thoughts, produce serious benefit to the human body. It is known that these harmonious thoughts cause red and white blood cells to pump prolifically out of human bone marrow. The red blood cells are laden with food and oxygen for the body, while the white blood cells fight disease. Both are brimming with light. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Words in light, the ultimate life force of God, Jesus Christ is the theory, the truth of everything. The September-October 2005 issue of Biblical Archaeology speaks of the ancient Hebrew belief that the foundation rock of the Solomonic Temple, upon which the sacred Ark of the Covenant sat, was where the earth was founded, and the universe, of course, was created to facilitate the needs of the earth. This concept in science is known as the anthropic principle. The Ark of the Covenant represented God's words in regard to mercy and truth. The words Ark of the Covenant mean the protection of the contract. Keep in mind that Jesus is named the Word of God and, of course, the foundation stone, a term similar, if not identical, to cornerstone, a title given to Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ is the center of the universe. Carnal scientists are frantically searching for the theory of everything. They invariably come close, but never close enough. The theory of everything is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. God said, Colossians 1:12-20, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Man said, who needs Jesus Christ? Who needs God? Who needs the Bible? We have all the answers. Now you have the record.